From struggling fish ruins to mudslides, weather seemed to drive a lot of the news in 2020. You're listening to Juno Afternoon. I'm your host, Shelley Delaney. Joining us now, Rick Fritsch, a meteorologist and climate expert with the National Weather Service. Hello, Rick.
Hello, Shelley. Good afternoon.
Hello. I think we're experiencing a little bit of a lag. We'll just continue and see how this goes. I was wondering if you could recap some of the weather trends we saw last year. Was it an unprecedented year for Southeast?
Well, Shelley, I'll tell you, there were some parts of last year that were really unremarkable. Temperatures being one of those things. Taken as a year in whole, we had a mean temperature last year of 42.4 degrees, whereas the normal is only 42.1 degrees, so only slightly warmer than normal. However, in the rain department, we did much better, particularly here in Juneau, the fifth wettest year with a total of 77.5 inches of rain. And to put that into perspective, the wettest year on record in 2015 with 85.15 inches of rain. And again, putting that 77.5 inches in perspective, normal is slightly over 62 inches. Of course, most folks are pretty much aware that we had a third wettest summer on record with a little bit more than 23 inches of rain. And interestingly, because of the tail end of last winter, so January, February, and what happened in November of this year, or I'm sorry, November of 2020, we came out above normal for snow for the first time in a while, 91.5 inches, whereas normal is 86.7 inches. However, December, after a really good start this past November with 14.8 inches, December was a really big disappointment.
Yeah.
Some other highlights in the year include we did set 10 record high temperature days in Juneau during the year, and that was spread out from April all the way through the first week of December. And unlike a lot of places around Southeast, we did actually record two record cold nights as well. That's becoming more and more rare as the climate warms. And there were several Taku events through the year, with one of the more strong ones being in January of 2020 with over 90 mile an hour winds recorded downtown.
Wow.
In other highlights, there was a period of time, 49 days consecutive of precipitation, which ended in the first week of March. And of course, a lot of that was snow, but there was a fair bit of rain as well. And what happened just after that was, for the first time in over a year, all of Alaska was declared drought free. That happened on the 10th of March. I'm sure most people remember what the summer of 2019 was like. And more encouraging news for the end of the drought last year, on the 1st of March, Eagle Crest reported its fourth biggest snowpack. Data indicated, and this is all remote sensing for the most part, upper elevation snowpack up in the ice fields and whatnot of the Coast Mountains was well above normal. Now, it kind of got a little bit scary there towards April going into the late spring, when things dried out, April and May, very dry. And then we started having concerns about whether or not we were going to get a drought for 2020. But then the drought was fenced with right away. As I mentioned earlier, a third wettest summer on record. And for the Southern Panhandle, including Petersburg, the wettest summer. And finishing up July, we experienced a rather unusual event in a series of thunderstorms that came at us from British Columbia. Usually they hit the Coast Mountains and stop usually no farther west than, say, Lincoln, way out to the outer coast, which was kind of an unusual thing.
All right, Rick.
Moving on past or going into the autumn months. Yeah.
Oh, sorry. Please go ahead. I was just going to say, you know, the connection's a little bit spotty. So go ahead and with what you were going to say, and then I've got maybe one more question for you.
Okay. Okay, sure thing. There were a lot of smoky days in September from wildfires that were occurring both in the interior of Alaska as well as the Yukon, and smoke from the wildfires on the West Coast making it all the way up to Petersburg. Then, of course, we had November and the tail end of November, an atmospheric river hit the area, and that being on the 30th of November, and the massive rains that happened on the 1st and 2nd of December, record rainfall across much of the panhandle, and the very disastrous landslides that occurred in Haines. That is pretty much 2020 in a nutshell.
Got it. So what kind of winter are we expecting this year? And will the weather be, quote unquote, more normal this year than it has been in the past?
Well, I'll tell you, as recently as last month, the middle of December, the Climate Prediction Center had noted that we are in a very mild or very weak La Nina. And normally that should translate into a cooler than normal winter for us here in Southeast Alaska. And that was the prediction as recently as the middle of December. However, the latest predictions and forecasts out of the Climate Prediction Center are talking about the rest of January being very likely being above normal in temperatures. And of course, we had an extremely warm December. So that leaves February as the only possibility for things actually working out in a typical La Nina pattern being below normal for temperatures. I would say that the pattern that we can see here in the office and on the satellite does not really indicate much of a cool down at this point. I think we're pretty much in for a warmer than normal winter remainder of the winter at this point.
Thanks so much for joining us, Rick Fritsch with the National Weather Service. We really appreciate your insight and look forward to checking in with you again next month to see what's different or the same.
Okay, thank you.